When I was a young man, many years before I entered the seminary, I had a girlfriend. And at one point during our relationship, she asked me a question that sent chills down my spine and terrified me. She said, "Mark, why do you love me?" And my mind started racing. What is the right answer? I don't know. And I could have listed all the wonderful attributes that she had, all the wonderful gifts that she brought, all the things that she did. But ultimately, deep down, we all knew that the one, at least I knew, the one answer was that was sufficient and only sufficient was because. I love you because. Not because of anything or anything that you do or how you look or how you act, or nothing like that. I love you because you are. And it is that mystery of love that draws us deeper into not trying to understand a person, but to know a person. That's the mystery of love. Not trying to enumerate who the person is, but rather to know them for who they are. And for us as Christians, of course, to know them who they are as a beloved child of God. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is an act of love. We hear it again and again throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, throughout the teachings of our church for these thousands of years, that God loved us because we are his beloved children. God loved us before we were created. God loved us before we knew that we could be loved. God loved us and loves us even though we are sinners. And it's that mystery of entering into love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we confront today by not simply trying to understand what is the Father, what is the Son, and what is the Holy Spirit, and how do they work together and all these other things like that, but rather how can we know God within our lives? How can we know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit active and present and loving within our lives? That's the true challenge that we face this day and every day. Because we can gain all sorts of knowledge up here, but if we don't know God here, as that great prayer in Deuteronomy says, to love God with your heart, your whole mind, and your whole body. Do you love God with the very fiber of your being? To know God in that way is to enter into the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Because in truth, you can study about the Most Holy Trinity until you are old and gray. And if you go to any theological library, there are shelves and shelves and shelves and shelves of books written about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet none of them know Jesus. They can only point towards Jesus. Because the only way to know Jesus is to live with him, to walk with him, to be with him. And Jesus reminds us today of what that looks like in our gospel. Where he says to us, God the Father has given me everything, and now I give it to you. And earlier he reminds us that he's not going to leave us alone, but he's going to send us an advocate, a paraclete, a counselor, someone to animate us, to set our world on fire, as we celebrated last Sunday. That Holy Spirit of love that burns within our hearts, that leads us to be sent out, as Jesus commands his disciples, go out. Don't stay here. Don't lock yourself in a room. Don't hide in a corner. Go out and share the good news enter into that mystery of love with other people. That mystery of love where we get to know others as sons and daughters of Christ to proclaim the good news of salvation. And then in that age-old doxology, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son, Holy Spirit, what we have a church been doing for 2,000 years, since the very first apostles took the very first converts into the river and baptized them. But they could not do that unless they knew Jesus, unless they knew the Father and the Holy Spirit, unless they entered into that great mystery of love. Because that mystery of love draws forth from us a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge, a deeper presence of God within our lives. And it draws us forth to do things that we thought were impossible. It draws us forth to love deeper than we thought we ever could. It draws forth from us an act of service greater than we ever dreamed of. It draws forth from us the compassion, the mercy, and the forgiveness of healing a world broken, a healing world full of anger, full of dissent, full of hatred. Because that mystery of love that draws us forth into the Trinity is a mystery of hopefulness, a mystery of greatness, a mystery that empowers us to follow Jesus even into the darkest corners of our own lives so that he may shine forth his healing love within us and we may shine forth his healing love into the world. That is the gift that God gives us each and every day of our lives as being members of his body, sharing him with others is the true mystery of the Trinity. Because, as I said, we could talk all about the different analogies and different things that we know the Trinity as. We have St. Patrick holding up the three-leaf clover. We have that ancient tradition of the church. The Eastern Fathers talked about God the Father coming up as a well, the Son being the pond that holds the water, and the Holy Spirit is the water flowing out into the world. Or the image of God the Father as the writer of the play, the Holy Spirit as the director, and Jesus Christ, the Son, as the actor upon the stage. Incomplete without any of them, and yet fully complete by themselves. It is that mystery that we will pray today in our creed. I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in God the Holy Spirit. That unity of three persons, yet one Godhead, that mystery of love that continues to flow forth into the world and animate our lives, that we might share the good news with one another, that we might share the good news of salvation. So we are commanded to go out, but to come again and go out and come again. It is that wave of love, that blessing of grace, that kiss of peace that we share, that strengthens us, that gives us life, that shows forth the most holy Trinity. And so while we may try to understand, our call is to know. Our call is to enter into that deeper relationship with God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To enter into that relationship of blessing and hope, to enter into that relationship of love, where we are sent forth to proclaim the good news, to share the good news, to live the good news of a God who invites us into the mystery of love.